This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
More documents, more questions.
The administration hasn't been transparent.
Search after attack in Ukraine.
There's someone alive, they shot in unison.
Runway disaster averted.
All right, then.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Five additional pages of documents marked classified found at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Amid growing calls for transparency, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating the documents matter, requesting the visitor log of President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home from his first day as president to now.
The administration hasn't been transparent about what's going on with President Biden's possession of classified documents.
The new revelation came Saturday when White House lawyer Richard Sauber said when he went to the president's Delaware home to turn over a single page marked classified to the Justice Department, five additional pages with classification markings were discovered among the material. Democrats say there are key differences between President Biden's situation and the hundreds of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, which former President Trump resisted turning over for more than a year.
The moment they found out about the documents that day, turned them over. That is a very different posture than what we saw with Donald Trump.
CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The big question now is how transparent is the White House going to be with the Republican-led House Oversight Committee, which is seeking every shred of evidence connected to this situation. They want every White House email, and they want those emails within the next 2 weeks. The White House hasn't said whether it plans to comply.
Overseas, the search for survivors goes on in Dnipro, Ukraine, scene of a weekend attack, one of the deadliest carried out by Russia in the war. CBS's Deborah Pata says at least 30 civilians were killed when a missile hit an apartment building.
Many residents were just waking up when Russia launched two waves of missile strikes. Haunting images of rescuers working night and day to find survivors, pausing now and then to listen for voices beneath the rubble. Like 23-year-old Anastasia Shvets, who was in the bathroom of her seventh-floor apartment when the missile hit, she's already lost her husband on the front line. Now far from the battlefield, her home has been taken too.
In Nepal, the voice and data recorders on a plane that crashed have now been recovered. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports at least 68 people died.
A phone camera caught the plane flying low, then abruptly tilting before it hit the ground. Onlookers rushed to the crash site, while rescuers, including the Nepali military, scoured the wreckage for signs of life. But there were none. Nepal has a deadly air safety history. Nearly 350 people have been killed in crashes since 2000.
Back here at home, CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on a near collision on the ground.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance.
Air traffic controllers at New York's JFK Airport spot a near disaster in the making Friday night.
moments after clearing a Delta 737 bound for the Dominican Republic with 151 people on board for takeoff, an American 777 heading to London taxied across the same runway, just as the Delta flight barreled towards it, picking up speed. Those pilots slammed on the brakes, safely stopping their takeoff about 1,000 feet from the other plane, according to the FAA. Robert Sumwalt is the former chair of the NTSB.
What happened? Why did this happen? Was there a distraction in the cockpit of the American flight? Was there a misunderstanding as to the aircraft control clearance?
Forecasters expect more stormy weather as the week unfolds in California and other parts of the West. In Seal Beach, south of L.A., Jake Gordon says it's been bad.
I was pretty surprised. I've seen it flood on the south side of the pier a few times, but not like that. There's so much water.
There's been more snow in the mountains.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Italy's number one fugitive, a mob boss on the run for a long time, is now in custody.
Italy's most wanted mafia boss, Matteo Messina Denaro, was arrested this morning at a private clinic in Palermo, Sicily. He had been on the run for 3 decades. He was sentenced in absentia to life in prison for his role in the 1992 murders of 2 anti-mafia prosecutors and for his role in bomb attacks in Florence, Rome, and Milan. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni hailed the arrest as a great victory for the state that shows it never gives up in the face of the mafia. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
University of Alabama basketball player Darius Miles and another man have been charged with murder after a fatal shooting near campus. Tuscaloosa Police Captain Jack Kennedy says a 23-year-old woman was killed after an exchange of gunfire between people in 2 cars.
It appears that the only motive to this was a minor altercation that these individuals had with the victim as they were out on the strip.
CBS's Monica Ricks has a story that's rocked another college campus.
The University of Georgia made several posts on social media announcing offensive lineman Devin Willock and recruiting staff member Chandler LaCroix were killed in a car wreck. It happened just hours after the Bulldogs celebrated their second straight national championship with a parade and ceremony at Sanford Stadium. Police say their car hit 2 power poles and several trees after running off the road early Sunday.
Wild card Sunday in the NFL, the games were tight. Baltimore was at the Cincinnati 2-yard line looking to break a fourth quarter tie.
Reaches, throw, that ball's out, that's live! Back the other way, Sam Hubbard! The Cincinnati kid! Hubbard's got a convoy! Chased by Andrews! At the 30, the 20, he will score!
A 98-yard fumble return for a touchdown on NBC secures a 24-17 win for the Bengals. The Giants went into Minnesota and prevailed on Fox.
Barkley muscling forward. Barkley, what an effort, and he is in! Touchdown, New York!
Saquon Barkley broke a tie with a TD, and New York hung on to win 31-24. Buffalo needed some late heroics on CBS.
On first and 10 for the end zone. Oh, it's Gabe Davis! Did he get the feet down? Yes, he did!
To put away pesky division rival Miami, 34-31.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Critics' Choice Awards last night in L.A.
Brendan Fraser brought the teary crowd to its feet when he won Best Actor for his portrayal of a 600-pound man trying to restore his relationship with his teenage daughter.
I want you to know that if you too can have the strength to just get to your feet and go to the light, Good things will happen.
Frasier beat out Elvis star Austin Butler, who won a Golden Globe last week, as well as Tom Cruise and Colin Farrell. The most awarded movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Better Call Saul won Best TV Drama Series. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
No word of any winner coming forward just yet to claim the $1.35 billion Mega Millions lottery prize. One winning ticket was sold in Lebanon, Maine. Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth just under $500 million. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.